Episode 3345, Stop the Madness in Your Marriage.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous weekend, and maybe you're even enjoying a few great March Madness basketball games. You know what I heard? There are 11 brackets right now. Now, this was as of Friday early evening that are actually 100% correct. I don't know who they are, but imagine that. Well, more importantly, imagine if your marriage could have a perfect bracket. Oh yeah, stop the madness in your marriage. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. Well, if you want a date night, a great date night, mark your calendar right now, April 2nd. Oh, yes, okay, and 10 days thereafter. But you know what? It'd be more exciting if you went on the day it opens in the theaters. And that is the movie called Someone Like You. It's by Karen Kingsbury Productions. It is an incredible movie. I've had the honor to actually preview the entire movie. And yes, it's a romantic classic in the making. You will love it. Men, it'll put a twist on what you thought. You'll think you already figured it out. But by the time you're watching, you're like, oh, I didn't see that coming. Oh, yeah. Sometimes how your marriage goes. Yeah. Oh, you didn't see that coming, did you? Yeah. So mark your calendar, April 2nd. It will be in theaters for 10 days. However, get your tickets now. Go to someonelikeyou.movie. All right, so let's dive in because we got a lot of madness in this house right now, don't you think? All right, let's do it. So long as your past is in the past, you can be present in your marriage. However, many couples struggle because the past is still present. You must stop the madness in your marriage if you want to live happily ever after. Because it's unfortunate that these lingering remnants of our past cast a long shadow over the present, shaping our relationship, shaping our marriage in unexpected ways. You know, those unaddressed traumas, the unresolved conflicts, the stuff that your parents had, but it really didn't involve you, but it did because you were there. Buried emotions, all of these things can morph into a looming Mount Everest. Oh yes, it grows. My friend, the trash of your past needs to be taken out or it becomes an overwhelming mountain of CRAP, challenges, rejections, adversities, and problems. It stinks, it smells, it shackles the heart. So in order to break free from those chains of the past and pave the way for a thriving marriage, because I know that's what you really want. I know that's what I want. And my husband and I have been working on it for years and years, now over a decade, getting better and better. It's imperative that you confront the buried burdens head on. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Confront the buried burdens head on. And what that really means is if you choose to hide from the past, it will haunt you down and destroy your marriage. It just will. So it's time to put on your big girl panties, or maybe for you guys, maybe your cute little boxer shorts or whatever you're wearing, you know, the old tidy whities. I don't know. I don't want to go there, but I know you have the courage. You have the courage to face your past. And understand, it won't be easy. And you might even uncover some things you didn't think was a big deal. But the key is to know and understand to the best of your ability so you can move forward with confidence that your past is simply that, your past. So I want you to think about where you are right now. How's your marriage doing? If you had to rate it on a scale of 1 to 10, yeah, but I don't want you to use that scale. I want you to use a scale of 1 to 5, and you can't use 3. Nope, 3 is invisible. You know how they don't have a 13th floor on hotels? Well, in this scale, you don't have a number 3 either. You only have 1, 2, 4, 5. Which is it? 5 is like you're in love, you're on top of the world, you're working it out. That doesn't mean you don't have problems, okay? Because no matter how awesome your marriage is, you're always going to have troubles and struggles. But can you work them out? Okay? Can you get over the hump? If so, yeah, you can be a 5. The four is, nope, we still have some drag out fights, but we still love each other very, very much. Two is like, we're there. We exist. It's, yeah, it's, you know, okay. But who really rules the roost? Oh, maybe it's the kids. And one is, we're barely surviving. I don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow. We're all walking on eggshells. Life is just unpredictable. And quite honestly, I think maybe divorce is in the picture. Okay, those are your options right there. So what's your number? And I know a lot of us don't want to put a number on where we're at. You know, you go to the doctors and they're like, well, how bad is your pain? And they've got that scale of 1 to 8 or 1 to 10. You know, they'll say, oh, well, how are you feeling with this? And they give you that scale, right? And then you want to lose weight and you're like, I don't want to get on that scale. We're all afraid of numbers, but today I don't want you to be afraid of the number, right? If you're working with the thought madness right now that we're doing, yep, if you don't know about it, go to episode 3333. That's our first episode here on the podcast that we did, Thought Madness. It is in conjunction with March Madness for basketball, but we've got a lot that's changing, right, in our life, and we can do better. And sometimes we have to look at our numbers in order to do better. Right? If you go and look at your bank account, your number's going to tell you whether or not you have money in your account or not. Right? And sometimes we don't like what we see. And it's kind of a not so great thing. But it is okay. Somehow you get over the hump. Somehow you figure it out. But if you don't know what you don't know, if you don't acknowledge what you don't have or acknowledge where you are, how can you get beyond that? So let's talk about how you can confront the burden head on. What does that look like in real life? Number one, you have to acknowledge and accept the past. Self-awareness, right? It serves as a first step towards healing. You've got to recognize the impact of past traumas, generational patterns, unresolved conflicts. How does all of that affect your present behavior and your relationships? And it's not just like, oh, yeah, you know, yeah, whatever. Yeah, I can kind of see where that is. And then you move on. No, I'm talking about digging deep. I'm talking about having those hard questions asked of you. And it's more so an internal conversation. Now, yes, I wholeheartedly believe go to counseling and therapy. Get a marriage coach. Someone who knows what they're doing that can help serve you. But if you don't want to start there, which is fine, then you can start having this internal conversation, the introspection with yourself. But you've got to acknowledge and accept the past. You've got to know, gosh, you know, what is it that I'm hiding from? Because you can't heal what you don't acknowledge. So stop using the excuse of not knowing and learn what has been holding you back in your past. You know, it's very interesting. We don't like to look at our past. But our past is what? It's a limitation on us. And if we have limitations, those limitations in our life can become permanent excuses. And those permanent excuses can be affecting your foundation in your marriage. And pretty soon, those cracks and crevices that are developing in your foundation are going to split apart so bad, it's going to be like an earthquake came in and you're not going to be able to survive it. And the big D is going to happen. It's called divorce. I don't want you to get there. And if you're close, if you're at the 1-2 number, maybe even floating 4, because you float between 4 and 2, let's look at your past. By confronting those shadows with honesty and vulnerability, you make a way to reach the freedom to love deeper. But you've got to be willing to sit there and look at things. And it's hard. I know, I get it. But let me tell you, there is freedom in it. There is. And it's not going to happen overnight, by the way. Right? Your past is decades worth of living, right? So don't think this is going to be done in a week. When you're making changes for yourself, and then you want to make changes as a couple, you're talking about day in and day out. It's a full-time job now. So add it to your responsibilities. You don't have to make it feel like it's a full-time job, but the energy you put into it is equal to a full-time job. Let me tell you this too. If you're looking at saying, Christiane, there's just no way that my marriage can be saved. There's no way I can have a better marriage or that I can do better or whatever it is. Let me tell you this. It takes one to start and two to finish. So if you're sitting here pointing fingers at your spouse, oh, it's all about, you know, my spouse and what he's doing or where she's leading. Start with you first. Then start the conversations later. As you start making changes, then you can extend the conversation to your spouse. Because yes, it does take two to finish to get to the other side, but it takes one to start. Number two, break the old patterns. A lot of what we carry with us comes from our past experiences, which are fueled by generational patterns. Our parents and grandparents and everyone in between have an influence on how we lead our lives. However, and it's a big however, or maybe I should say it's a big but, there comes a point in life where we have to look at what is good for us as an individual and then as a couple. Just because your parents did things one way doesn't mean it's right for you and your marriage. And just because you have a great relationship with your parents doesn't mean that you go and take everything that's happening in your marriage and you go share it with them because they think it's good. That's how they did it. And so you're like, well, I'm just going to copy them. That might not be good for your marriage. You've got to involve the conversation with your spouse. You're now married. You're starting your own family. And yes, you were raised a certain way, but you can take your experiences and you can grow from them and you can be groomed from them. But you don't have to be them or use them always. Break the old patterns. Some of the stuff just doesn't work or doesn't work for your relationship, for your partnership. So you got to break free from that cycle of generational sins. Create a space for personal growth and relational harmony, meaning you're coming together as two, right? You start with one and then it takes two to get to the other side, right? Author Haruki Murakami said, if you can't understand it without an explanation, you can't understand it with an explanation. In other words, just because it made sense in the past doesn't mean it is right for you in the present. What are some of those old things, those experiences? What are some of those things that maybe your parents are saying to you or your grandparents, whether they've been modeled or not, good or bad, but they may not be right for you as your family, as husband and wife? It's important to look at that. And then finally, number three, forgive to let go. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself first. When you forgive, you are giving away what is burying your heart deep in the dungeon of despair. And then it's that forgiveness that sweeps away the dust bunnies and the nooks and crannies that steals away your courage to heal from your hurts. You can heal. We've all been wounded. Some of us more than others, yes. And it's not about comparison. You've got to look at your situation directly. You may have had some abuse in your childhood. Maybe you had abuse in past relationships. It was beyond childhood, but it's past relationships. But now you're married, and now you're finding that, ooh, I got to deal with this thing that happened, these two past experiences ago of relationships in order for me to get right with where I'm at, because this is who I love and I want to love for the rest of my life till death do us part. You can heal, but you have to forgive to let go. That doesn't always mean that you forget. But you got to forgive. That forgiveness gives you freedom. That's why it's a gift to yourself first. And yes, going and asking for forgiveness from someone, of course, if you can do that, and it's appropriate that you should do that, then go right ahead. But that is situationally based. Okay, I'm not going to say one and done that everybody should go ask for forgiveness if they need to, because it's not always the best thing to do. And that's where you need a mentor. That's where you need someone, a confidant, a coach, a counselor, to help you walk through is this the best option for me? Some people have better foresight than others. Maybe you're one who doesn't really see the whole picture as well. There's nothing wrong with that. That's just how you're made up. That's okay. Then find someone who can see a little bit deeper than you can see the overall picture, someone you trust. At some point, though, you have to face your past so you can be present today. So let me ask you this. How have you dealt with your past? Or have you? Are you one who's just kind of getting by? Let's go back to those numbers. 1 through 5, but you don't have 3. If you could deal with your past and put it literally in your past and make some changes, how would that change your present? How would that change your marriage? Would it change the number 1 through 5? Would your 1 become a 2 or even possibly a 4? Would 2 become a 4 or a 5? Would 5 become, wow, like it's a definite 5? How would it change? When you embark on this journey of self-introspection, that self-discovery, being willing to forgive and saying, you know what, I want to grow. I want to grow from my past. I want to be groomed from it. I don't want it to be something that tethers me down and holds me back. I want to build a future with my spouse. Then you can unravel the shackles of the past and forge a path toward a more resilient and genuine, authentic marriage. Don't you want that relationship where you can truly let everything like really hang out? Where you can be so vulnerable, you don't have to be afraid of anything? But you see, if we're holding on to that past, if we're letting everything behind us dictate what's before us, you're going to have a hard time being in the present, which means you'll never get to the future. Tomorrow will be like it was yesterday. And that's not a life worth living, my friend. In the timeless words of Maya Angelou, she said, "History, despite its wrenching pain, cannot be unlived. But if faced with courage, need not be lived again." I know you've got the courage to face the past so you can be present today. Some things need not be repeated. They must be left in the past and dealt with. Stop the madness in your marriage. Go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.